Monday through Friday, daily devotional. Sweet the name of Jesus. Jesus is the well of God, brings living water to a thirsty soul. Hi, hello, welcome to the devotional, weekly devotional. And today we are going to see how Enoch walked with God. In Genesis chapter 5, verse 22 says that Enoch walked with God. Now, what do you mean by walking with God? It means to have a sweet fellowship with God. It means to please God in our behavior, in our conduct, in our daily life. How did Enoch come to know God? Well, had to remember that Adam, he lived for 930 years. And he was a witness of God. Surely, when Adam was living this long, he informed his children, his grandchildren, his great-grandchildren, and his great-great-great-grandchildren. And, of course, it went down the line. Surely, he told them of the sweet fellowship he had with God in the Garden of Eden. Surely he told them of the devil deceived them, how the devil deceived them, and God's mercy for covering their nakedness when God himself killed an animal and clothed them. Surely he told them the dawning of the gospel, the coming of the Messiah in Genesis 3:15. These were passed down to his godly son Seth and the others, and now Enoch, after hearing these things, he walked with God. He obeyed God. Enoch and these godly people, they did not have a Bible like how we have today. They did not have anything written, but it was what they heard. It was the word of God that they heard. They hide it in their hearts, so they did not sin against God. My friend, today we have plenty of Bibles. And there are some countries, like in China and other countries, they do not have Bibles. But here in the US, we have a lot of Bibles. My question is, do you read the Word of God? Do you study the Word of God? Do you meditate the Word of God that you have read and studied? Many will read the Word like reading a newspaper. We cannot read the Bible like reading a newspaper, because Bible is not an earthly word or an earthly document. It's a heavenly document. It's a spiritual document. For you to read anything spiritual, you need to be in the spirit. So, many read it like a newspaper, but they forget what they read after 30 minutes, because they did not read in the spirit. Was that very profitable for your soul? Of course not. A Puritan said, by the name of Thomas Watson said, if God gave his word to talk about it, he would have given it to parrots. The word of God is from heaven, and it is for our souls. Enoch walked with God. Do you walk with God? Once you are born again, we as Christians, we are called to walk in the newness of life. Romans chapter 6 verse 4. And God's word tells us not to walk after the flesh, but after the spirit. Romans 8 1 to 4. And also the word of God says that we are to walk by faith, not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5:17. We don't walk by emotions. We don't walk by feelings anymore. We don't walk by like how we've, you know, not, it has nothing to do with emotions and feelings anymore. It's all by faith. Galatians 5:25 says we live in the Spirit. So let us walk in the Spirit. And spirit has nothing to do with emotions. It has to do with faith. Emotions are involved in a sense that we emotionally love God. We emotionally thirst after God. So, but it has to do with the Spirit first. So don't walk in vanity like the unbelievers. Ephesians 4:17. Colossians 1:10 says that you might walk worthy of the Lord. Now that is how Enoch walked with God. He walked in the Spirit. He walked by faith, and that he walked in the worthy to the Lord. Enoch never tasted death. He never tasted death. God took him away. God took him to heaven. My friend, if you walk in God, in His obedience, pleasing God, even though you will taste physical death, you will never taste the eternal death. But you will have eternal life. Jesus was a type of Enoch. He pleased the Father. He walked with God. He was obedient to the Father. He was taken up to heaven. He is the captain of our horse. He is to be focused. And we need to focus not on the delicacies of this world, but on the sweetness of Christ. And I pray that what you heard today, that it will be a blessing to your soul, that you would taste the sweetness of Christ, that you will taste the sweetness of His fellowship, that you will walk with God today.